episode number 159, Indie Bash and the Summit.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. Welcome back. And we are here just back from the big Indie Bash. I'm Chris.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm Jason,
too. Yeah, after that five-hour drive home, four-and-a-half-hour, five-hour drive. No, it wasn't too bad.
It was okay.
I mean, we literally just got out of the car and, like, you know.
Throw the headphones on.
And that's it. Everything's fresh in our mind, and we're just going to go with it. It's going to be all Indie Bash, all Summit. That's what we're going to do this week.
Maybe a couple tidbits at the end, but.
Yeah, we've got one voicemail, too.
Yeah. But hey, let's just start from the start.
Start from the start.
The Indie Bash was great.
It was.
There was close to 1,000 people.
Holy cow.
And close to 500 cars, if I heard it right.
I think that's what they said, but I know, like, at the banquet, the place was packed.
Yeah. In fact, the meal line was forever.
Oh, that's for another
topic. Hey, you know what? First time for that event there, and I think overall it went pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
We were there. We had the summit, obviously. We'll get to in a minute.
Yep.
We were there, and we really got to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of cool members that we haven't met before, and plenty
of you
that
listeners.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. We kind of weren't exactly there to do like a whole report on things because most things have already been released. We want to rehash it and everything as cool as it is. I guess you know you want to take it from the start that when we got there. You know?
Yeah, we got in like around 4:30 Friday, and we went checked into our hotel. Got everything going. Then we started hauling stuff in for the summit. We had the Monaco room in the Holiday Inn, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So we went and we got that going. In fact, we had to start kicking people out because they were trying to come in.
While we were trying to get set up.
While we were trying to set up. But we got that all set up. We had a lot of cool giveaways.
Oh, we gave away so much stuff.
We had everybody like sign in and they got a ticket. And
yeah, we just gave away. We just had free stuff to give away. It was
awesome.
Cool.
We gave away a lot of stuff.
And it was packed.
It was. I mean, how many times did we have to get more chairs until that whole room was empty of chairs? And then we had to call management to have them bring more chairs.
Our room had a capacity of 120 people.
Yeah.
We probably hit that.
Easy.
And it was a little stuffy, and we apologize for that. The air conditioning seemed to be on the fritz in that room. But, you know, it looked from the looks of it, it did exactly what we wanted it to do. Everybody was there. They were mingling. They were chatting it up.
Hey,
perfect. That's what we wanted.
We had a cash bar.
We had a cash bar. The captain obviously utilize that, but that's another show or not at all.
But yeah, we had a great time. We had some good guest speakers come in later on.
Yep. David Hamburger from SLP Engineering.
Absolutely.
We had Peter Basica from Petter Suspension, who we're going to probably learn a lot more about in the future. You GTO guys know who he is, but I think us Camaro guys are going to learn all about him.
Probably.
Too. Matt Murphy from GMMG was there. He had just a couple things to say, but again, we're going to get to know Matt a little bit better, too. Of course, you and I, Chris, we know Matt for years. But he's everybody's got some plans. And then, of course, the Big Three showed up.
Yep.
Big Three plus one.
Yeah, that was a bonus.
Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, John Fitzpatrick, and Al Oppenheiser.
Yes.
All came by to give a little
speech,
you know.
I'd say a good half an hour, 45 minutes, No Q&A, but...
No, they had to say that for the next night, which is fine, because the proceeds for that banquet, I believe, were going to the Riley Children's Hospital. So, we really want... We agree that we want to make that a big one at there, but...
Right.
Hey, look, we had probably nearly 100 more people this year than what we had last year.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was absolutely packed.
There was a cool tidbit that Al dropped at our summit first.
Yeah, which was...
The new 0 to 60 times for the Camaro SS. 4.6.
That's pretty impressive.
He didn't say whether it was the automatic or the six-speed, though.
I will bet you it's the
automatic. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Because if you look at their published numbers, the automatic is faster than
the
six-speed.
I will also bet you that it's the engine with the AFM.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I might be wrong. I seriously may be wrong on that, but...
That would be interesting.
I'd like to see which one it was. We'll find out. But
he also mentioned at the first sessions in the morning that he'd let us know first at the at the Z28.com summit that the new 0 to 60 time that he witnessed at 7 a.m. at Milford that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was kind of cool.
Speaking of Z28.com, we saw the Z28.com folk
there. Absolutely.
Good
we
to see those.
We saw a lot of good folks there, gen.org.
Yeah. Yep. Some good friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other sites, but we didn't talk to them. We didn't get a chance to talk to them. So it was a great weekend. Very action-packed. The Camaro concepts were there. Do not sit in those cars by accident or otherwise. If somebody else is sitting in them, do not copy them.
Unless it's the Ivor car.
Unless it's the Ivor car.
Yeah.
But the,
not the yellow
not
one.
Not the yellow one.
Man, you must...
I didn't do anything, but somebody else did. And I was almost in the warpath. Tough stuff, man.
Get out of that car!
Don't ever sit in that car again, Roy! Hey, you know what? They got to protect their handmade investment.
Of course.
Silver Camaro SS was there.
Yes.
With what?
The silver Camaro SS was there with the Inferno orange interior.
Bam! And it looked good.
Oh, it looked really good.
It looked really good. It was a mock-up, but you know, you can never tell unless
I think it looked fantastic.
A lot of details were revealed. I'm sure you've already seen them on the board, so we're not going to rehash all of them. But you know, the 0 to 60 and packaging is starting to come together. The most important point, I think, of the whole weekend was October 13th.
Yes.
That is the day that you will be able to order your brand new Camaro.
Yep. According to John Fitzpatrick, he says we're going to light up all the GM dealers and start taking orders on October 13th. Maybe they will have pricing. He said maybe, but they can't guarantee it. But they did show a lot of the options at the morning session. I don't know if they showed it. I'm sure it was pretty identical to the afternoon sessions too. They showed like the 1SS, 2SS options, the 1LT, 2LT options, same with the LS, the 1LS, 2LS options, I believe is what it was. And
right.
It just seemed like it was like the sunroof. And
mm-hmm.
It was like the 2SS was like, check all of the above. It was like everything.
The interesting part is that if I remember right, for the 1SS, they even made mention that they you know, they can't make a stripper car. Okay, it's just not
right.
It's not possible to do, and everybody knows why. And if you don't know why, just ask around, and you'll get an answer, the answer. But they did mention that they knew that there was a desire from the Camaro buyer of one that's just pretty simple as possible. So in terms of what they can accomplish today on today's assembly line and in today's preferencing, it is kind of a stripper, just not the stripper that we're used to in the past.
Right. It's not like it's going to have like manual door locks and no power windows and stuff like that. It's
they don't even
less
exist anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you do a homemade job. In which case you can.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Sure. What I noticed is every time I see these cars, I find a detail that I missed from the last time I saw the car.
Did you see the one that I pointed out to you?
What's that?
The door sills.
No.
Remember... a few podcasts ago, somebody called in and asked if there were going to be like any little design cues and anything like that. And I said, you're going to see bow ties in certain places that you never thought of before.
It was in the door sill?
On the door sills, right where it says Camaro.
Oh.
You know, and you don't have to buy an aftermarket one. It looks pretty good from the factory. And it's got like a nice Chevrolet bow tie pattern on the back. Look at a new Corvette. Same thing.
Oh.
I'll even say this. Under the hood, in the insulation, giant Chevrolet bow tie embossed in that. A lot of people probably didn't look up because they were looking down.
Right. The one I noticed is the tiny little SS logo on the steering wheel.
Yep. I got a picture of that, too.
Yeah. Never noticed that before, probably because I've never seen the SS in person yet.
That's right. A lot of people saw that for the very first time.
They had an RS car up on stage with them while they were doing the red one. I believe it's the same car we saw in Woodward when they first released the car to the public.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sat in the Ivor car.
Yeah.
Was able to move the seat around, move the telescopic steering wheel around.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, there is more room in that car than there is my vet.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
And you're 600 pounds?
I put the seat all the way back, and I actually have to move it forward.
You're 6'4"?
Yes.
Okay. Headroom, great.
Headroom's perfect. Telescopic steering
wheel,
perfect.
Did you
very good viewing of all the gauges?
Great.
Moved it around, rode through some of the gears. I mean, it felt great.
Well,
I can't wait for this car.
I'm 5'7", 5'8", and 190 pounds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I felt good in the car, too.
Great.
You know, I mean, so it's going to cover all the ranges. What?
Nothing.
What, you're going to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
You're going to crack a weight joke, too?
No.
It was awesome. We were so glad to meet everybody. We wish we could have talked to everybody at the summit, but, man, there's just
too many
people there.
Too many people.
The hotel accommodations were great.
Chad was great.
Chad, the guy at the hotel. If you guys ever want to have a meeting room at the Indianapolis, that's probably the place to do it. He took really good care of us.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Top-notch people there.
What else did we... it was just a big whirlwind, you know.
Well, let's see. After the summit, most people bugged out of there after all the
out
speakers.
Out in the parking lot.
So a lot of people still hung around and BS'd while we cleaned up and stuff like that.
I drank some good Canadian beer. Thanks, Happy Dan.
That's right. That's right. We all got together in the parking lot, and then there was like peanut fights or
peanut
something.
Peanut fight, and somebody had some sort of
ball.
Some ball that everybody's bashing each other in the head with. It was you know, typical, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
We wish that everybody could have made it. If you didn't make it, try to make the next one. We're assuming there's going to be a next one.
Yeah.
And we're thankful that we got to meet as many people as what we did.
We go to the track the next day. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis Speedway. First time I've ever been there.
Yeah, something, huh?
Unbelievable. Have you ever been there? Yeah, that's right.
I was
You've
there
been
once
there
before.
It's just that the place is freaking huge.
Mm-hmm. Clean facility, man.
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that. A lot of cars there. They're all lined up kind of like in the, what is that, the pit area?
In the pit area, yeah, right in front of the garage doors for where they store the Indy cars or they work on the Indy cars.
GM brought a bunch of cars, too, that you could sit in, a couple Corvettes. They brought a ZR1. You couldn't sit in that one, though.
Yep.
Malibu Hybrid, they brought out their...
Ride and drives.
Oh, yeah. They also did the ride and drives, too. I drove HHRSS.
You know what I liked about that event? In my opinion, there was not enough... There's not so much going on that you get
overwhelmed.
Yeah. There was just like, it was just kind of almost casual. Hey, there's this going on here. Oh, let's go over to this over here. You know, it was kind of free flowing. It was different than the Bowling Green event. I'm not quite sure how. I hope that they have it in Indy again next year.
Yeah. I think the sessions that they held in the morning and the afternoon were spectacular.
Yep.
I mean, you heard from everybody. You heard from, I think, John Fitzpatrick started it off.
Yep.
And then it went to, who was next? It was...
Oh, I forgot his name. He's only been on the team for a while now.
The vehicle line director. Vehicle line director.
Right. Nice guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
then it went to interior.
Yep, Mark was there from interior. Micah couldn't have been there, so Mark went in his place.
And then it went to, I think, Tom Peters, Al Oppenheiser, and then Cheryl Pilcher.
Yep.
And
John was in there somewhere.
John was first.
But the thing is they weren't just saying, okay, well, thank you for coming, and here's the car, and we're glad you like it, and next, you know, they really got it detailed. They really took their time. Each speaker probably took 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was in there all morning.
Yeah, I mean, they were long. The sessions kept them busy all day long.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they were definitely something to attend. All the information's probably already posted. I haven't even gotten a chance to check all my email.
Yeah.
But
I was just using my iPhone all weekend, checking my mail mostly.
Yeah. It was a great event. I hope to do it again, and we hope to see some pictures from the folks that were there, of the summit. And we told you to bring cameras, right?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
So we're just glad we could do it.
Yeah, that was
I'm
fun.
Tired, but it was well worth everything.
It was real fun.
A lot of good friends. So, anything else on that, or is we're gonna kind of let things go with that?
Yeah, yeah. If anybody has any questions for us, if they want to know anything that we heard at the event, I tried to put up some more stuff in the fifth gen section last night after there was three boards they had set up on stage.
Right.
And it showed the new accessories that GM Performance and direct-to-dealer stuff is going to be available for the Camaro.
And not to get too detailed on that in the interest of time, but GM is not just saying, you know, here's some fuzzy dice.
Yeah.
They're pretty serious about allowing, you know, we're talking headers, exhaust systems.
Different striping packages.
Different
interior
pieces,
wheels,
different under the hood. Yeah, I mean, there's
body kits,
shifters.
Everything.
They're it's pretty much they're doing their own aftermarket thing for us.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good thing.
It's because
it'll be more choice, you know?
It'll be all covered under your factory warranty.
That's the beauty of it.
I know.
So anybody who's concerned about that, and there always is, that's the ticket to go.
Yep.
So, like you said, Chris, anybody has any questions, definitely give us a shout, and we'd be happy to talk about it. And in fact, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we did get one more voicemail last week, so I'm going to go ahead and play that for you.
Sounds great.
Hey, guys. Bear. I figured I'd give you a conclusion, like you said. You want a little more information, but a new Transformers 2 is going to be filming on base, and I had this past Friday off, or I think it was the 11th or something, and my friend said, hey, since you got the day off, he said, come on down. He said, just wear your ABUs, which is that bluish-looking Army uniform. And I said, yeah, just come on down. He said, I called the lady. She said, yeah, if this so-and-so doesn't show up, you're in. So I got down there at 8 o'clock and, you know, hurry up and wait. But we finally got out to the set, and they basically just put you where they need you as far as an extra. And that first scene, they picked me out of that lineup for to sit at this desk when Tyrese's character, Epps, gets a phone call from his wife, and they put it on speakerphone, and I'm the dorky-looking guy sitting on the computer next to him. So that, and there was another one with the Humvees when Major Lennox gets, I guess you could say, confronted by somebody. I don't want to give too much away, but I was in the Humvee that the Secretary of Defense was in the movie. So I was on the other side, and we cruised up, and we had to get out real quick and, you know, point your guns at supposed certain things that are in the area. And Major Lennox comes running out and says, whoa, 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 put down your guns. Put the guns down. And it was pretty cool. So, and there was another scene. It was a real quiet scene. I'm on the computer again. And I said, you know, hey, I was in this earlier. Do you want the same people? He said, yeah, sure. So come over, sit down. So set advisors had me. Basically, I sat at a different place, but I was doing the same job again, just being a computer guy, looking like I'm coordinating stuff. So, I can't wait till it comes out. I really don't know very much about the plot, and I can't give too much away. Because, like they said, I signed an agreement saying that I can be sued from DreamWorks or Paramount if I replicate, duplicate, or give anything away from the movie. So I have a couple pictures, but I'm not going to post them because of that. And a couple guys on the other boards want a picture. So, but anyway, yeah, I figured I'd just give you guys a hit. So, yeah, definitely, there's going to be some sweet cars in that movie. I can't wait till it comes out, but it's not going to be till next July, so... hurry up and wait, I guess. All right, later, guys.
Thanks, Bear. Give us the update on that. So we'll be looking for the dorky kid on the computer.
That's right. That's right.
In a Humvee.
Yeah, shooting or pointing a gun at thing.
Yeah.
Hitting a phone at was Tyrese hot?
I don't even know who that is.
The dude. The I don't know, some dude. Oh, I think okay. It's a dude. I hope it is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, I hope it ain't. I don't know. Well, very cool. Thanks for the update on that. We'll definitely be looking for you in Transformers, too. Cool, man. No more than that. That's it.
That's it. We were, you know, lambasted with them last week and one this week.
We were promised a few from the people we talked to at the summit.
Right.
So we're waiting for those, you guys.
Yeah. And those will probably be in next episode if they ever come through because we haven't received them as of yet.
It'll probably be tonight after we finish up.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to do it for that week, except for one more mentioning of another event coming up.
Okay.
Right on the tail end of the indie event is my event. The
2 weeks.
The 13th annual Michigan GM event in Stanton, Michigan. All GM cars are invited. The web address is www.migmevent.com. And it's a very cool one-day drag racing event. Definitely, if you're interested in coming out and having a good time one day and just race against each other, cash prizes, trophies, whole nine yards. I put it on so you know it's a quality product.
Of course.
Yeah. We have fun. Hey, if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing it for the 13th year in a row.
So yeah.
We'll talk about it maybe a little bit more next week. And until then, thanks for listening.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Episode number 159. I just completely lost it.
Save this.
Save it?
Yeah. We'll use it at the end. It is an outtake.